己学习认识自己。
We thank the Lord for the next 1 hour. We are going to continue with learning to know ourselves.
我觉得认识自己真是一件不容易的事。
To know oneself is not an easy thing.
很多时候我们是猜我们是什么样的人。
A lot of times we have concepts about who we are.
那猜久了以后就觉得自己好像是那样的人。
But it's basically guesswork, and after a while, we seem to believe what we guess.
我们大概只有从别人的身上会看到很多的缺点。
A lot of times, we find that it's easy for us to identify faults in others.
那更认真的人大概也在年纪增长、慢慢增长以后，看到自己的缺点。
And if we were to be more serious-minded, and even as we age, we would find that we would start to understand our own faults a little.
我觉得难的是难在。有时候我们已经看见自己的缺点，但是很不容易去改变这些缺点。
The hardest thing is to change ourselves even after having identified what is wrong with us.
那我们上一次的课程已经有讲到，我们回家要去练习。
Remember we talked about the homework that we have to go home and practice?
对，回家练习，就是说它不是用写的，它是要去练习的。
I don't mean to write down, but we have to practice.
练习就是说，很容易紧张的人就要一直去练习，在很多的时候，怎么样开始去认识说啊，我真的会很紧张。
So if you're a person prone to anxiety, you have to practice calming yourself down.
然后如果是一直都不紧张的人，就要练习。专心一点。
If you're a person who is very cavalier about everything, then perhaps you have to be more mindful of things.
因为上一次有人说啊，你讲的紧张，我从来都没有，我都很 laid back 随便的。
So we have people coming up to me and telling me that they are very laid back and they don't mind anything.
那个可能也是一个问题，因为你家的人可能受不了。
Because that can actually be a problem. Your family members may not like it.
对，所以我的意思是说，我们不论是怎么样的人，我们都在每一年开始或是结束，都去想一下，我是不是更进步了一些，练习了更多一些。
Therefore, no matter what kind of person we are, let us in the new year practice and make ourselves better people.
那今天的这一段时间，我们要来谈一谈有关于我们的情绪。
So today, I would like to share with you regarding how we control our emotions and moods.
我还没有要 control.
Oh, sorry.
我们
not control.
我只是要谈一谈情绪。
We're just going to talk about moods.
因为情绪是。很难控制的
，because of course, that was a Freudian slip. So, it's very hard for us to control our moods. So we're just going to talk about recognizing our moods.
然后呢，我们的情绪其实也不容易管理。
It's not easy to manage our emotions and our moods.
可是坊间的书。现在的书很多告诉我们什么管理啦，什么好像你读完就知道怎么管理的情绪这样子。
But we know there are tons of publications that tell us about how to self-help and how we can control this or manage that.
对，那情绪其实是不太能够用控制跟管理的。
But in actuality, we know that moods are not meant to be controlled or managed.
所以我们要聊一聊。
So let's just have a chat.
因为从圣经的角度来看到一个人内心的感受这件事情。
So let us read from the Bible what the Bible says about how we actually feel inside of our hearts.
最出名的这一段圣经就是保罗说的这一句话。
And a very famous section is actually what the Apostle Paul said.
我们一起来看好吗
？Let's read this together.
哥林多前书第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
哥林多前书第九章第二十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
我觉得圣经里面有一些话其实是蛮难翻译的。
In fact, a lot of verses in the Bible is really hard for us to translate them.
那这一节我觉得就是其中一个很难翻译的经节。
And this is one of the verses that I think is hard to translate.
那但是又觉得他翻得蛮好的，对吗
？But I also think it's well translated.
我小时候看不懂这个中文叫做功课几生，其实我看不懂。
When I was young, I did not understand the Chinese version when it says, to discipline my body.
对对，然后更难的是下一句说叫身服我，我也看不懂。
And to have our bodies be under, subject to us.
对，那我就觉得说这一段圣经是我一直很有兴趣的一段圣经。
And because I did not understand this thing, continue to interest me for a long time.
现在我们比较有机会哦，去看一下说哦，它的原来的意思啦，它用的字是什么字。
And these days we always refer back to the original text and what it actually means.
那比较可以看到整段圣经保罗在讲的意思。
And therefore we can understand the whole context of what Paul was trying to say.
Yeah, 所以我只能试试看从一个角度来谈一谈那个心里面的感受。
But I'm going to just share what I understand of Paul's emotions.
二十七节，他其实有一个目标，是因为他保罗他会担心跟想到他自己做了这么多的工作之后，自己却被这个福音拒绝了。
So we should understand that the motivation behind Paul saying this is that he was thinking to himself, he's preached a lot to others, he's worried that he himself would not qualify for the heavenly kingdom.
保罗如果他是一个正常的人。
If Paul were to be a normal human being,
就会跟你跟我一样这样的正常。
So he would be just like you and I.
所以他除了在为福音事工努力的时候，在他所建立的教会这样服事的时候。
So after having done so much for the gospel, after having built so many churches,
他竟然跟我们讲这句话，说他其实是在攻克己身。
He actually said that he had to discipline himself and bring his body unto subjection.
不然以我们今天的标准来看保罗，我们会觉得，哇，这个教会如果有你啊，真是不得了。
Imagine if Paul were to be here, I'm sure we would tell him.Wow, if our church has you,
对不对?
then we would flourish.
对，如果保罗在圣何西教会
Imagine Paul being in San Jose Church.
又可以建立教会。
He can go around, you know, establishing churches.
又会拉比的原文。
He knows the original text of the rabbis.
哇，他还有身份哦，好几个护照是吗？
He has a few passports, a few citizenships.
我们就觉得哇，这个工人哇，真的是太难得了，在我们的教会。
We would think this is a very remarkable worker of God.
就他写一写，写一写，他就说。他会担心他在福音的门外被拒绝了。
But then, as we were to read his writings, we realize he actually has his doubts and fears that he will be disqualified.
他有他的感觉。
He does have his feelings.
他也有他的刚才我们用的那个现代的字叫做情绪。
And then, of course, we can have a modern term for him. He does have his moods and emotions.
然后他就说他是攻克己身。
So he tells himself that he should discipline his body.
然后原来的意思是告诉我们说，这个字它的用法很特别，是打自己，打自己。
So to discipline the body, actually in the original text, it means to flagellate oneself.
哎，打哦，还打，不是这样乱打哦。
It's not a random beating up oneself.
我觉得这个字很有意思哦。他说是打眼睛的下面。
It actually refers to beating up oneself where the below the eye socket.
嘿呀，嘿，我就觉得那个很难打，对不对？这样打，他说自己打自己眼睛的下面这个地方。
So the original text actually has the connotation that you should beat yourself up where just right below the eye socket.
然后呢，要打到叫做OK。青一块紫一块。
So you have to beat yourself up till you are all bruised.
那如果现在这个人在我们的教会
，So imagine him here.
保罗在我们的教会
，If Paul is here.
然后很会传福音
，He's so good at preaching the gospel.
然后很会讲道
，And he's a very good sermon speaker.
然后他下来就把自己打成青一块紫一块。
But after speaking the sermon, he starts to beat himself up.
然后他就说，不然我怕我被什么自己被福音弃绝了。
And he tells you, I'm so afraid that I'll be disqualified.
你会不会很想鼓励他？
Do you think you would want to go up and encourage him a little?
你一定会说，你多久没睡好了？
You probably said to him, you probably haven't slept in many days.
你的这个 OK 吗？这个 OK 吗？
Are you okay?
你怎么会这样自己打自己打到 OK 呢？
Why did you beat yourself up?
然后他就告诉你，姐妹，你不知道，我怕被福音弃绝了。
So imagine him telling you, "Well, sister, you don't know. I'm so afraid I'll be disqualified."
你大概想为他祷告，可是祷告的不是他哦，欠这件事，是他的头脑坏掉了。
You probably feel like you need to pray for this guy, not because of his bruises, but something is not right up in not good up in his head.
我觉得太特别了，他用这样的一个字。
I think it's really special that he should use this word discipline.
这个字在新约另外一个地方，在路加福音用到的是折磨。
There's another section that uses this same word in the original text, and that's in Luke. And the word used actually has been translated into torture.
对，所以你就可以看到它是很近的意思，就是把这边弄到凹陷的。
So that is basically to just bruise yourself by beating yourself up.
另外那个就是说什么寡妇啊，什么一直烦他，烦他，一直缠他，缠到他受不了。他用缠这个字折磨他。
So another section that used the same word as in the original text is the section in the Gospel of Luke where this widow came to the judge and kept pestering him.
那这个就是说哈，这个就是说一个这么热心为主耶稣工作的人，就是你跟我啦。
So basically, this means to say that someone who works really hard for the Lord, just like you and me.
一定要记得哦，很像你，很像我这样子。
Remember, he's just like you and I.
那我们都还要把自己好攻克己身的意思，这样子。
And this is a reminder that we still have to.Subject our own body and discipline ourselves.
意思是说你很难控制自己。
So this also tells us that it's really hard for us to control ourselves.
那到底控制什么呢？
So what do we want to control?
他的下一句话是身体的动作。
The next phrase talks about the body.
对，所以这个前面的这个其实是要告诉我们说那个里面的感受。
So this initial part talks about what the body, or rather, what the heart is feeling, the going on in his heart.
这个就是我们一起要学的了。
And this is something we have to learn.
因为这一段圣经写出来的话，它就变成是神宝贵的真理，对吗？
It's been written in the Bible, so this is part of God's truth.
那既然是真理，我们就要去想，然后去消化，然后去问问自己，我做的怎么样？
So since this is the word of God, we need to first understand it, think about it, digest it, and see if we can follow.
对，我们大部分的人是把别人打得鼻青脸肿。
Most of the time, we like to beat up other people.
我们比较少打自己，打到鼻青脸肿。
But we hardly ever beat ourselves up to a very bad.
所以我们自己可以去练习这个意思对我来说到底是什么意思了。
So let's think about what this means for us.
你们有没有自己开车过？有吗？哈。
Have you been in a situation where you are driving all by yourself?
对，然后你开车的时候，你真的很想睡觉，有没有这个经验
？And you are very, very tired. You are falling asleep as you drive.
没有哦，你们这么幸福哦。有司机吗
？Do you never? You never experienced that. You must be really lucky.
时差之后开车试试看。
Try driving after when you have a jet lag.
他那个眼睛是自动下来关起来的，只要红灯它就自动会关，真的。
The moment you see a red light, the eyes will just shut on its own.
真的。那个时候你怎么样帮自己？车上只有你一个人。
Imagine you are the only one in the car. What do you do?
就是那个感觉。
That is how you should.
你会用各样的方法让你自己不要睡着，对不对
？You're going to try all ways and means to keep yourself awake.
我碰过有一个最厉害的弟兄。
I met a brother who has a good plan.
他是用咬的。
Yes, he
咬的。
He bit himself.
咬。所以来到教会这边会流血。
He actually even bit himself till his lips bled.
我吓了一跳，我说：“你怎么了？你发生车祸吗？”
When I saw him, I thought he was in a car accident.
他说是一路开啊，一路想睡觉啊。
He said he was so drowsy and he kept falling asleep when he was driving.
那个就是不能控制的感觉。
That's how uncontrollable.
好，那现在我们的里面有很多的感觉，叫情绪。
So of course our bodies can feel a lot of things, and that would actually all be translated into our moods.
你知道吗？控制不了，你知道吗
？You know, it's really hard to control our moods.
你现在觉得你可以控制你的感觉，对不对？可以，对不对
？You thought, or you think you can control your feelings.
那是因为他还没有遇到更大不能承受的感觉。
That's because you haven't met a greater force that is not that's beyond your control.
有一些人一定有经验。
I'm sure some of you might have experienced
this. 就是被你的孩子激到了最高点。
That you're so provoked by your children.
对，最高点哦。
To the point of a climax.
你前面还像个人哦，前面就是。
So a moment before you're like a human being.
对，就是 OK， 好，妈咪说这样 ，OK，Daddy 说这样 ，OK，好。
Okay, sure. Mom says this.
他就一直激你，一直上去哦，好像登山，一直爬上去。
But then he continues on and on and on.
那个时候就是你不能控制的点在那边。
And it reaches a point where you just lose it.
过了之后。
And of course, after the fact.
24小时之后。
Maybe 24 hours later.
很奇怪哦，你的情绪就下来了。
Your mood calmed down.
你看到你的孩子，就觉得他真的很可爱。
You look at your child and you say, "Wow, he's so adorable."
然后你就有一点后悔，说刚才为什么讲这么难听的话骂他。
You start to regret using the words that you used or whatever you said to him.
你们有另外一种的弟兄姐妹，是不是有照顾过长辈的？
Or perhaps if you have taken care of your elderly family members.
哇，你们真的什么都不用，也不用开车，也不用照顾。你们是乐在天堂吗？你们这一间
？Are we in heaven? Everyone, nobody has anything to take care of.
你知道照顾长辈哦，你不是你长辈哦，是人家照顾长辈，照顾者哦也会到一个高峰。
You know
你试过吗
？A caregiver sometimes will reach a point where they would break.
啊，你怎么讲啊？他就是要这样。
Because sometimes.The elderly, no matter what you say, they must have it their way.
Oh, 你那个时候也是会激到一个地步哈。
And you get so annoyed that you reach a point.
第三种还有什么
？What other scenarios can we think of?
配偶
，your spouse.
你知道这几个人都是专门来对付你的吗
？You know, these are the groups of people that God has placed.
真的，
那是神 give it to you in your life.
那个是神放好的，要对付你的。
God has placed them in your lives just to get to you.
因为哦，你自己看自己蛮好，对不对
？Because you look at yourself and then you think you're not a bad person.
这个世界上如果只剩下你，你一定最棒，真的，只有你跟动物最棒。
If it's only you and animals on an island by yourselves, of course you are the best person on earth.
可是哦，真的很不幸哎，很多人在你旁边啊。
Unfortunately, there are so many people around you.
那有三种就是我们刚刚讲是专门对付你的。
And these three groups of people are there just to get it to you.
孩子。你的孩子。
Children.
你的长辈。
Your elderly family members.
你的配偶。
And your spouse.
我们都还不用讲教会的人哦。
Let's not even go to the talk about church people.
你光是这三种人你就过不了关。
You can't even pass these three groups of people.
那个配偶哈，也是可以把你激到最高点。
Your spouse is really good at giving it to you.
那你们现在因为都已经不激动了，对不对？不激动。
I see that none of you are very agitated.
那是因为你已经不理他了。
That's because you've given up on him.
因为你觉得啊，反正就是这样啊，我跟你计较干嘛？我要想上天国，对不对？就不理他了啊。
I don't care. You know, I want to care about my salvation. I'm just going to ignore you.
所以，这个都是指着我们的情绪，其实会在里面一直有感觉，你很难控制的。
Actually, all these adds up to our moods, and it's just actually boiling inside of us. It's hard to control.
如果我们硬的我们一定要把大脑分成区块来说的话。
If you were to sectionalize your brain and you try to control things,
因为大脑很复杂。
We know that our brain is a very complicated entity.
我们硬把它分成两个部分。
But let's just try to split it and talk about two sections.
因为我们聊天嘛，哈，聊聊。
We're just chatting.
一个部分叫做情绪脑。
We have a part of our brain that controls our moods and emotions.
另外一个叫做思考脑。
And there's another part that controls our rationality.
就是两种哦。
So there are two parts.
我们的情绪脑呢，是一出生 baby 开始就长好了。
And of course, the emotional part has already been set the moment we were born.
那刚刚讲另外一个脑是叫思考脑，对不对？
But the thinking part.
它要长到二十二岁。
It will continue to develop until you are 22.
好，那现在就来说，你现在大部分可以控制跟掌控的是哪一种脑？
So let's think about it. Which is the part of your brain that you can actually have better control over?
是后面这个第二个。
It's the second one.
思考脑。
The one that controls your rationality.
它的思维，它的路线，是你从学习跟读书一直改变，变成今天的你。
It's because the way this part of your brain is shaped depends on all your learning experiences as you grow up.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
啊，比如说，我很礼貌，我很礼貌。
So if you look at me, I'm a very polite person.
你好，你好，你好。
How are you? How are you?
这个是我的情绪脑还是思考脑？
Do you think this is my mood controlling me or my rationality controlling me?
啊，对，你们讲的都对，就是。我是学来的。
This is of course something that is a learned behavior.
因为我的里面是觉得我很讨厌你。
Actually, in my heart, I'm like I hate you.
就是怎么会有你这样的人活在世界上
？Why are you even on earth?
可是因为我读过书。
But well, I'm an educated person.
我起码要有礼貌。
I need to be nice and polite.
所以我再不喜欢你，我看到你啊，你好。我也要嘛，哈。
Much as I hate you, I'm gonna say hi. How are you?
大家就说，他很礼貌哎，你不要跟他生气。你看，他还跟你打招呼嘞。可是我里面是，我打什么招呼？
So everyone is like, well, you got to be nice. Look at this person. He's such a polite person. But then perhaps inside you're like, I want to eat you up.
我们要聊的是情绪脑。
But today we're going to talk about the section that controls our mood.
意思是说，那个从 baby 一生出来就有了。
That's the part that was already pre-wired when you are a baby.
那这个情绪脑它要长大，对不对？一直长大，对不对
？This section of the brain also has to grow up.
一出来啊，妈妈把它一推出来，在这个世界上的时候，它就很不舒服。
The moment the mom pushes the baby out, the baby is not happy.
对，所以。Baby 第一件的情绪就是哭。
That's why the baby cries the moment it comes to the earth.
我们上次聊过哦，这个感觉叫做抛弃它。
And of course, we've talked about this. It feels that it's been abandoned.
你不知道了，你忘记了。
Of course, you don't remember.
你们好认真，一直思考。我有被抛弃吗
？You have a very serious face.
你忘记了啦。
Don't think about it because you can't recall it at all.
我们上次也聊过哦，结果他的复原，他怎么样复原起来？就是他被抛弃，那你要让他复原，对不对？怎么复原
？So you feel abandoned. The brain feels abandoned. How do you recover from this trauma?
就是妈咪会抱他。
And of course, the mother would cuddle the baby.
然后就一直摇他。
And the mom has to rock the baby.
然后就一直跟他讲话，对不对
？The mother would talk to the baby.
你看刚刚做的几个动作，很自然，对不对
？And you see all these motions that I've just showed you. It's very natural.
那这个 baby 就觉得说，哦，我刚刚虽然被抛弃，但还有人爱我。
So to the baby, it would think, "Wow, I've been abandoned, but at least someone loves me."
所以他就慢慢觉得，我觉得哦。还没有思考脑，他就觉得，所以那个觉得是什么？是情绪会觉得说好像有人爱我耶。
So the baby feels accomplished, like as if someone loves him.
那他又长大一点点哦。
So as the child grows.
结果，随便乱讲哈，结果随便讲哦。
This is just, you know, I'm making this up.
比如说，爸爸常常不在家。
So, for instance, if the father is always not around at home,
所以他只看到的是妈妈
and the child sees only the mother.
所以这个 baby 在很小的时候就看不到爸爸跟妈妈的互动
The baby doesn't get to see a lot of communication between the parents.
那他的那个 interaction 一定出现的时候，才有办法帮助情绪脑 baby 的情绪脑啊稳定下来
But we know that the interaction and communication between the parents are important for calming down the moods and anxieties of the baby.
不是 再大一点，不是你抱他就可以了哦，不是哦。
Because now that the child is slightly older, it's not like you can just rock the child and the child will feel comfortable.
所以有的孩子很黏妈妈，有看过这一种吗？很黏妈妈。
Have you seen children who are very attached to their mothers?
然后妈妈就觉得这孩子很乖又很好教，有没有？
And the mother thinks that this is such a good child, very teachable and a good child.
你要查一下这个妈妈跟这个爸爸有没有在互动。
So you had better think about whether this mother and the father has good interaction.
如果他们家每一天很少有互动的话，
If there is hardly any communication between the parents,
这个小孩子其实是怕失去妈妈。
You would know that this child is actually really afraid to lose the mother.
所以会跟妈妈黏得很紧。
Which is why it has a separation anxiety.
好啦，所以你看我们，哇，你的字都好厉害啊！所以你看我们的孩子就这样长大了嘞。
So this is how we all grow up.
就长成你跟我的年纪喽。
And that's what we are now today.
那现在保罗就说，你要常常的打自己哦。
But now we hear that Paul wants us to beat ourselves up.
因为我们的里面有很多的感觉没有出来。
Because we have all these feelings that's pent up inside of us.
我们是用思考的大脑来告诉情绪的脑说，已经过了，不要再这样想了，没有关系了。
Sometimes we would rationalize to ourselves and say, this is all past, just drop those feelings, let's just move on.
很多人是这样过日子哦。
That's how a lot of people lead our lives.
所以很多人就用很多方法让自己放松，然后旅行，看开一点，看开一点。
That's why we would say, well, let's treat ourselves better, let's go on a trip, let's just have an optimistic perspective to life.
好像有一些人他们很激动，有没有？有看过吗？激动。
Have you seen people who are very agitated?
然后有一些人很凶。
And some people seem to be very angry.
然后有一些人很计较。
Or they are very particular about little things.
对，然后很容易就，反正就是这一类的，就很容易激动起来的。
So they have a very short fuse and they get angry.
那我们怎么去跟他鼓励呢？
So what kind of encouragement do you want to give to such a person?
我们都会说，哎呀，看开一点啦，看开一点。
We'll say, well, just let it go, you know, be optimistic.
英文就很清楚哈，让他走。中文就很不清楚，看开。
Well, in Chinese, it's hard to translate. In Chinese, it means to broaden your perspective.
哦，你看你的字都好漂亮。我从小就听不懂什么叫看开啊，我就想说我已经多开啊。
When I was young, I never understood what it means to look more openly, as the Chinese say.
我就是生气啊，什么叫看开
？I'm angry. What do you mean to open my eyes?
我从小就觉得这是两件事，好不好？
To me, these are two separate issues.
我就是很生气。
I'm angry.
可是你来告诉我要看开。
And now you want me to broaden my perspective.
就让我更生气。
You're making me more angry.
因为他这样意思是说你瞎了吗？你没看开啊。
Are you trying to say I'm blind that I don't open my eyes?
所以你看我们劝人家的时候，其实是劝不到位置，劝不到点，因为情绪不能控制。
So a lot of times we think that we're trying to encourage somebody, but we don't really hit the right spot because we are not able to touch on the feelings.
情绪没有办法透过你的思考来告诉他看开了。
Our rationality is not able to direct how the emotions feel.
那个情绪呢？因为自己会动。
Because the emotions are very volatile.
情绪真的很奇妙。
It's something very amazing.
情绪叫做恩典。
You can say, "Well, I'm feeling blessed."
No, 情绪就是恩典。
Oh, sorry. It is actually a blessing.
对，情绪就是神的创造。
It is something created by God.
你看 baby 哈 ，baby。
If you look at babies,
很容易哦，你这样想就比较连在一起你的生活。
So, by thinking in this way, we can actually find connections in our lives.
如果 baby 的前面现在有一只大老虎
，Imagine you see a, well, the baby sees a big tiger.
对，然后你在很远，根本没有办法救这个 baby。
And you're far away. You're not able to save the baby.
那这个 baby 呢？因为看到那个牙齿，
The baby sees the teeth of the tiger.
那 baby 就两件事可以做，两个。
There are two things that the baby can do.
没有人教他哦。
Nobody has taught him.
你去看那种森林的那种电影，没有人教他。
Look at some movies about how children are being brought up in isolation in the jungle.
他一就是张更大，比那个老虎哇，他就哇。
So perhaps the baby would actually try to scare off the tiger.
第二种就是往后跑。
Or he can choose to run away.
一边跑一边哭一边叫。
And he'll be crying and screaming for help.
那这个 baby 就是回到我们的生活啊。
So now we have this baby in our lives.
所以他看到一件事情的时候。
When something happens.
他只有两个动作。
There can only be two kinds of choices.
在危险的前面。
When danger is in front of us.
他一就是往前冲。
First you go fight.
跟你拼了，就是我把这个危险推走。
I'm going to fight it out and just push the danger away.
第二个就是往后退。
Or you take flight.
那现在介，刚刚这样介绍都是还没有教他，都没有人教他。
These are all instincts that nobody has taught us.
有看过 baby 吗？
So you can look at how babies respond.
你靠过去的时候
，When you approach a baby,
你没有靠近 baby 过吗
？Have you ever gotten near a baby?
那个 baby 有的会看到人会笑。
Some babies would smile when they see you approaching.
有一些 baby 看到你啊会哭啊。
Some babies would cry when they see you.
会哭，没有人教他，没有。
Nobody has taught the baby,
对不对
？The kind of response.
很奇怪。
And you find it strange.
明明就是一个很好的阿姨来他的前面看他，咕叽 baby， 咕叽咕叽。
It's such a good auntie coming,
对不对
？To you know show affection.
哎呀，让我抱一抱。
Let me hold you.
一直哭。
But the baby kept crying. Have you seen such scenario?
有人教他看到这个阿姨要这样叫吗
？Do you think somebody has told the baby to cry when they see this person?
是 baby， 是直接用情绪脑直接反应 ，instinct 直接。
No, it is a complete instinctual thing, just a response out of instinct.
没有人教。
Nobody has taught the baby.
他就觉得危险。
The baby thinks that he's in danger.
懂吗？不论你打扮多漂亮
，It doesn't matter whether or not you have makeup and dress up well.
他直接会觉得我的生命受到威胁。
The baby thinks that his life is in trouble.
他直接就用哭的。
So he cries.
然后往后退，有感觉过吗？往后退。
Sometimes he retreats.
可是因为被抱，怎么退啊
？But then someone is holding on to him. How could he retreat?
你就会看到头往后缩。
And the baby actually would push his.
就是。
Head back.
阿姨，请你不要再靠近我。
Meaning, please don't come near me.
他那个是直接反应，没有人告诉他阿姨是坏人。
This is his instinct. Nobody has taught him that this auntie is up to no good.
情绪脑不用教。
And that's because whatever is controlling our emotions, the part of the brain is all pre-wired.
一直到现在哦。
And it stays with us until now.
没有人可以教你的情绪脑。
Nobody can teach your emotions. How to behave？
那个没有人可以教，只有你自己知道。
And that part of the brain is only what you know of yourself.
你关门的时候晚上。
So that's when doors are closed.
只有你一个人的时候。
And when you're alone by yourself.
你的情绪就出来了。
That's when your emotions appear before you.
不知道为什么一定要关门。
There's no reason, but it has to be behind closed doors.
因为门一开啊，那个思考脑会告诉你不要这样子。
Because if you were to, if the doors were to open and in front of people, the rational brain would tell you, don't behave like that.
对，所以你一关门，你就会觉得说，我怎么会嫁给他？就来了。
So, the moment the door is closed. Metaphorically,
对
and then you'll be like, "Why did I even marry this guy?"
怎么会生这样的孩子？
Why
就来了。
Do I even have this kind of kids?
怎么就你就一直怎么，然后就坐在床旁边。
So you sat at the end of your bed and you kept asking why and why and why.、
然后就回想这十年、二十年苦啊。
And you start to say the past two decades of my life.
对，很奇怪哦。
Have been so bitter.
这时候如果门一开，你就又 OK， 什么事？
But of course, if the door were to be opened, you're perfectly fine and happy again.
所以他就在里面一直想，一直觉得我怎么这么可怜？全世界就我最可怜，又不能睡觉。
So of course, you will start to think you're the most pitiable person on earth. You're not able to sleep well.
然后这时候就去找神了。
And of course, you think I'm going to go talk to God.
啊，然后就说主啊，你看，你看这样子。
And you say, Oh God, please look upon my sorrows.
一直叫主看。
And you kept asking God to look at your sorrows.
那主如果会说话，就会说已经看到了，那就我安排的咩。
Probably God would tell you, Well, I've already seen it all. I arranged for this.
写一直讲，写讲啥啦
？Why do you keep talking about this?
圣经就已经说，哎。全部是他安排的嘛
？The Bible already told you it's all prepared by God.
那这个时候为什么思考脑不会出来呢
？But why is it that the brain, the rational brain, is not taking control?
应该圣经的话都进来了嘛，对不对
？Of course, you have all the words of the Bible.
在你快乐的时候
，When you're happy,
你读到一切来自于神
，You read everything comes from God.
你就觉得哦，真棒。
And then you go, wow, this is amazing.
那不是就记得了吗
？And of course you remember this.
可是门一关
，But the moment doors are closed.
我为什么这么苦主啊？你看
，Why am I in such a big sorrow, Lord? Please look upon me.
那情绪脑会自己说话
，And of course the part of the brain that controls the emotions take over.
这就是重点。
This is my point.
他会自己说话，然后思考脑控制不了他。
The emotions will override.Everything and the rational brain can't control it.
所以世界上剩余的人根本不认识你。
Therefore, the rest of the world actually doesn't really know you.
只有三种人认识你。
Only three groups of people know you.
谁
？God.
孩子。
Your children.
还有谁
？Who else?
长辈。
Your elderly.
还有谁
？Who else?
配偶。
Your spouse.
他们是来帮助你的。
They are here to help you.
可是你一直觉得你的苦就是这三种人。
But yeah, these are the three people, three groups of people that torment you the most.
所以我发现很矛盾吗
？Don't you think you're in big conflict?
你一边感谢神
，On the one hand, you thank God for everything.
一边抱怨这三种人
，But at the same time, you're having all these complaints against these people.
然后就问主说：“你看怎么办
？”And then you say, God, tell me what am I to do?
那就会停在这边一年过一年哦。
And of course, you're stuck in the rut, and year after year, time flies.
情绪脑还是在那边哦。
Of course, you know your emotions are still there.
那主耶稣就一直想帮助你，真的。
And our Lord Jesus tries to help you.
他用这三种人在旁边一直帮助你。
These three groups of people are always by you to help you.
然后偶尔哦，星期六就让别人来帮助你。
But sometimes, maybe especially on Saturdays, other people would come in to help.
所以所有的人其实都是来帮助你的。
Actually, all these, everyone in your life is there to help you.
你只要转这一件事，光是这个就要练很久了。
But to actually wrap your head around this idea would take a long time.
下次有一个人在你的前面拍桌子。
So if you see someone banging on the table,
你就要想，哦，他来帮助我。
You have to tell yourself, oh, this guy is here to help me.
可以吗？很难哦。
You think you can do that?
然后心里面哦，要先心里面哦，跟神说，主，我感谢你。
So the first thing you should do is thank God in your heart.
然后才过去说谢谢你拍桌子。
And then you have to walk towards him and say thanks for banging on the table.
啊，练习哦。
This is our practice.
又不想练习了。
I think you probably don't want to do that.
好，那我们再回到情绪脑。
So let's talk about the emotional brain.
情绪脑。他从小这样长大以后，不是会老吗
？Don't you think this emotional brain would get old？
因为呢，这一路上三十五年、四十五年的时候，主耶稣就一直想办法帮助你更成长。
For 35, 45 years, the Lord is trying so hard to help you grow.
真的，弟兄姐妹，我们真的都成长了，真的。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we all grow up.
真的。
Yes.
真的啦，你们要很相信神。
You have to believe God.
如果时间倒回去，你二十岁、十五岁的那一年
，If you were to be thrown back to when you were 15 or 20,
你不是现在这样的个性。
Probably your personality, your character would not be the way you are now.
你已经被这刚刚的三种人一直的训练到今天。
Because all these groups of people have been training you to be what you are today.
可是神为了要帮助我。
But God wants to help you.
所以就会让我们老。
And therefore we age, we get old.
很奇妙哦。
Isn't that amazing?
就是明年就比现在更老了，马上过年了。
So next year we're going to enter a new year. We will be older next year than we are now.
有的人就会叹气啊，又老一岁了。
Some people would say, "Wow, I'm getting 1 year older."
为什么会老
？Why do we get older?
因为老之后呢，情绪脑就会更清楚。
Because your emotional brain actually becomes more cognizant of things as you age.
如果你现在真的是长辈，你大概就体会得到这是什么意思了。
If you're an elderly person sitting here, I'm sure you would know what I'm saying.
那个思考脑慢慢就不太工作了。
Your rational brain actually slows down.
它慢慢就是情绪脑开始很明显。
And your emotional brain gets more and more dominant.
所以，如果这个脑哦，在六十岁以前没有把它训练好的话
，So if you don't train your brain to be good before you're 60,
那六十岁以后，情绪脑就会慢慢出现，很清楚哦。
After you're 60, the emotional brain would be very dominant.
很清楚，意思就是说，他想要生气，他就生气了。
So whenever it wants to be angry, you will just get angry.
他想要大声，他就大声了。
Whenever it wants to be loud, it will just shout.
因为那个情绪脑很奇妙，它是跟年龄有关系。
And this emotional brain, the way it behaves has a lot to do with your age.
它会因为年龄更增长以后，它展现得更清楚。那个时候我们才发现，哇，它原来有情绪耶。
It actually shows up as you become older, and sometimes you will be surprised that somebody actually has a temper.
那这个时候呢？这个时候，如果在伴随哦，主耶稣很爱我们哦。如果为了真的让我们更成长，他就要伴随健康的问题进来。
And sometimes God will give you health problems just so as to train your brain to be better.
他因为健康一打击之后，整个的那个情绪哈就开始波动。
We know that when you have health problems, your emotions would actually become more volatile.
第一个放弃的就是思考脑，整个放弃。
And sometimes you would just give up your rational brain.
本来思考脑是慢慢慢慢的放弃。
If everything were to go by the normal trajectory, you would slowly give up the rational brain.
可是因为健康的问题进来。
But then when health problems come.
所以情绪就会比较快出现，然后把那个思考脑放掉了。
Your emotional brain becomes dominant at an earlier stage.
那这个是因为神再一次帮助我们。
This is actually a kind of help that God has given us.
因为主耶稣真的很喜欢我们，叫做什么？自己叫做什么？自己看到自己啊。
Because God wants us to see ourselves more clearly.
你看他一创造人的时候
，When God created man，
你记得吗？一开始不是就那两个不是就不知道躲到哪里去吗
？Remember the man and the woman they try to hide themselves.
然后神就说你在哪里啊
？And God went around searching for them.
他没有直接就把spotlight 直接照过，你在这，他也可以啊。一照，跑哪去
？Of course, God can just shine the spotlight on them and say, "Where are you hiding?"
他很好。
But God was so
nice. 在哪里
？God asked them, "Where are you hiding?"
他要你自己说。
God wants you to confess.
我在这里。
God wants you to say, "I'm here."
好，然后这边也是哦，主耶稣很爱我们，要我们自己说。
So same thing, our Lord loves us, and He wants us to say what we are.
我很愿意改变。
He wants to hear that we tell ourselves and tell him we want to change.
我很愿意练习。
I'm willing to practice.
我希望在我老之前能够尽量的练习。
Hopefully, before I get too old, I would like to practice more.
主，我现在虽然老了。
Lord, maybe I'm a bit old now.
我看到 你还是在帮助我练习。
But I see that you are giving me opportunities to practice.
你知道他是父亲的心肠，他很喜欢听到我们这样跟他说话。
And remember that God is our Father, and He wants us to talk to Him like that.
对，可是如果我们说话是这样，你看，你看，你看他。
But if all you have to bring to God is look, look, look.
有吗？有看过这种孩子吗
？Have you seen children who are like that?
假如你生两个。
Imagine if you have two children. 另外一个一定叫你看。I'm sure one of them will be always saying, "Look, look."
Mommy, 你看他。
Mommy, look at him.
那 mommy 就看。
So the mom looks.
然后另外一个就说 ，Mommy, 你刚没看到是他。
And then the other one will say, "Wow, because you haven't seen, it was him."
聪明的 mommy 这时候就退场退。
And of course, the smart mom would be like, "Wow, I'm not getting involved."
就是哦，我什么都没看到。
I am not involved. I don't see anything.
妈咪这时候讲一句话，糟糕了。
And to the mom is probably trouble that's brewing.
永远判断错误。
Because no matter what judgment the mom gives out, is considered wrong.
你知道你一定会判对哦。首先你一定要知道你一定判对，因为你的眼睛很厉害。
But of course, the mother knows that.She knows what is right and wrong.
对，可是你一判下去就错了。
But if you were to take sides, then of course you're wrong.
因为里面就会有一个是受难者。
Because one of them would feel victimized.
他不论对错，他就会觉得我受难了。
No matter whether the person is the one that's in the wrong, there will be one who feels victimized.
那这个感觉，请问是情绪脑还是思考脑？
So this feeling of being victimized, does it come from the emotional brain or the rational brain?
懂了吗？是情绪。
Of course, from the emotional brain.
他六岁。
He's six.
他不会因为你告诉他，因为你这样，所以你这样，懂吗？他不会这样子。Yes, thank you, Judge. 不会的。
The child is not going to listen to you going on your long, rational explanations.
不会，他永远记得说你伤了我到底。
All that the child will remember is you hurt me to the core.
看他哥哥，我跟你视不为人。
And then he would turn to look at the older brother and go,
有你没有我。
You are my arch enemy.
所以他明天哦会踹第二次。
And then the next day he's going to try a second time.
他一定要证明我是不是永远的受难者。
He's going to try to prove that he's not going to be the victim the next time.
所以明天会再演一场。
So they're going to repeat the same drama.
这一次是 daddy 出面。
But this time if it happens to be the father that's intervening.
Supreme Court 出来。
The Supreme Court.
你错，跟他道歉。
And then the father is going to say, "You're in the wrong. Say sorry."
他终于证明，我从今天开始，我不再是我。
And of course, the child is like, "From today onwards, I'm not going to be myself."
我叫受难者。
I am the victim.
好，他从那天开始哦，就装进去这个字了。
So from that day on, he believes that he is the victim.
长大了呢。
And then, of course, with the years passing, he grew up.
跟你跟我一样的年纪。
So now he's an adult, just like you and I.
就结婚。
And then he got married.
然后就来教会。
He comes to church.
受难者。
He has this imprinted in his mind that he is the victim.
你为什么没有先告诉我呢？
Why didn't you tell me?
你告诉我啊，你为什么要这样呢？
Why did you do such a thing?
受难者。
In his mind, you have victimized me.
我跟你说，这教会要改变。
Let me tell you, our church has to change.
这样子不行的。
You should not do it this way.
啊，那请问弟兄，怎么样改变呢？
So brother, what's the solution?
我是神吗？
Am I God?
问神啊。
You should ask.
干嘛问我啊？
Don't ask me.
你们这些人还要问我，那你们当什么啊？
If you need to ask me, what kind of role are you playing?
受难者。
I am the victim.
好，进到婚姻之后。
So in the marriage,
讲不通哦。
There's no way to talk to this person.
讲不通，因为受难者是到目前为止没得医的。
Because the disease of victimization cannot be cured.
因为他不觉得，现在最难就是不觉得，我不觉得我是受难者。
And the worst part is they don't feel like they are the victim.
所以只有在门关起来的时候会知道。
They only realize it behind closed doors.
为什么我最苦？
Why am I the most victimized person?
大家都要针对我？
Why is everyone against me?
为什么都没有爱心？
These people have no love.
你看那个笑，根本不是笑，他是嘲笑。
Look at the way he smiles at me. He's not sincere. He's mocking me.
哇，我每天看这样的人。
So,
真的，我的工作就是看这样的人。
My job, you know, is to look at counsel these people.
我的心里就觉得说，主啊，赦免怜悯我，因为我帮不了他。
I would pray to God to forgive me because there's no way I can help them.
因为来是投诉别人的问题。
Because they come to me to complain about others.
他们一直觉得要来找辅导，我需要找 counseling.
I need a counselor.
可是他来找辅导是告诉你别人很坏。
But when they come for counseling, all they want to tell me is that someone else has wronged them.
那个就没办法，对不对？
Then there's nothing I can do to help them.
好像你去看医生。
Imagine you go to a doctor.
你跟医生一直讲别的事情。
You kept talking all kinds of subjects with the doctor.
医生说你的胃好像发炎了。
So the doctor might say that your stomach has inflammation.
你就一直说你妈妈拿 orange 给你吃。
But then you kept saying, my mom gave me oranges.
然后我太太也拿 orange 给我吃。
And my wife also gave me oranges.
那医生就会说，那就不要再吃啦。
So the doctor would say, then don't eat oranges.
不，他们就一直要拿给我吃。
But you kept telling the doctor, but they kept offering me oranges.
医生就会把你转到别的病房去。
In that case, I think the doctor has to refer you to another department.
对，我们跟神也是这样的，有时候讲话。有时候有一点很可爱哈。
Maybe you think this is a little cute, but sometimes this is how we talk to God.
因为我们很在乎事情。
We care a bit too much about something.
然后这个事情有没有解决
？We want solutions.
那请问这个是什么脑
？So what kind of which part of our brain is at work?
思考脑。
The rational brain.
因为思考脑是要解决问题，对不对
？Because it wants to solve problems.
可是忘记了我们的里面还有另外一部分叫情绪脑。
But in trying to solve problems, sometimes it forgets that we have our emotions.
所以我们听的人呢，听的人就会一直觉得要解决这个问题先。
So sometimes our listener feels as if we really need to solve a problem.
那这个时候我们的脑就一直被训练更厉害，就是要解决问题。
And then we actually get conditioned to believe that we have to solve the problem.
那我们就会带到神那边去讲话。
So we bring it before the Lord.
神很关注我们，很照顾我们的地方是想要知道我们今天有没有得力量。
But we know that God cares whether or not we receive strength.
呀，从圣经自己去看哈，神希望我们得力量。
If we were to read the Bible, we know that God wants us to have strength.
得平安。
To have peace.
这是他的本意。
That's God's intention.
可是我们的脑是要解决事情。
But our brain cares only about trying to solve problems.
所以那个对话就会很有冲突。
Therefore, we find that we're not able to have a proper communication with God.
对，我觉得，因为从人你可以看到沟通的问题，会带到神那边去沟通，也是问题。
A lot of times, you think that there's miscommunication between man and man, but actually between man and God, there's also a lot of miscommunication.
这支麦克风是谁放上来的
？Who has placed the microphone here?
放这么高
？Why did you place it so high up?
是谁
？Who is that?
这就是我的脑吗
？This is what my brain is thinking.
这时候神就在我的旁边。
But God is by me.
问我朱弟兄你好吗
？Brother Chu, how are you feeling?
有力量吗
？Do you have strength?
有平安吗
？Do you feel peace?
那我就会再跟这个声音说，你可以查一下是谁摆麦克风吗
？But the part of me is more concerned about asking God to find out who is the one that
placed the mic. 太大声。
The mic is the volume is too loud.
Yeah, 这到底怎么回事
？What's going on here?
主啊，告诉我是谁
？God, tell me who is the person.
主就说你好吗
？And God says, How are you?
你有力量吗
？Do you have strength?
有平安吗
？Do you have peace?
我知道，可是谁放的？这下一次要改进，知道吗？
But the scenario is such that you say to God, well, I know what you're trying to say, but I'm more concerned about this microphone.
主啊，开一条路给我，我不会去找他算账。
God, just open a way for me. Tell me who it is.
我只是要知道是谁。
Who is it? I just want to find out. I don't need to do anything with this person.
弟兄，你好吗
Brother, how are you?
有力量吗？
Do you have strength?
那又像不像医生在跟病人说话？
Do you think this is as if like a doctor is talking to his patient?
你觉得神是不是要把我转到别科去？
You feel as if God is trying to transfer you to another department.
因为我们连小孩子的那个都不见了。
Because we've even lost what we had when we were children.
你知道你教训小孩，他听不懂，对不对？
Because you know when you talk to children, sometimes they don't understand all your long teachings.
懂不懂？
And you like to ask them, "Do you understand?"
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you yes.
然后就说你重复一次。
And we like to say, "Please repeat what I just said."
他就说什么？
And then they will say, "What is it?"
他没有听懂。
Because they don't understand.
可是他都知道应付你。
But they know how to patronize you by saying yes.
因为他只要说懂，他就可以走了。
Because they know they can be off the hook as long as they say yes.
他只是想走。
All they want is to be off the hook.
就是让我走。
Just let me off.
就是看开一点。
Just to
就是那个英文啊，就是 let it go 嘛，就是走了，你就让我走嘛。
Yeah.
很小就有本能看开啊。
This is as well. So children know how to, you know, take things easy.
可是我们到神面前不是这样的嘞。
But a lot of times we come before God not with this kind of right attitude.
讲自己的东西。
We go on and on and on about our own things.
神一直问你好吗？
And God says, "How are you doing?"
你起码回答一条正确的答案嘛。
Well, at least you should tell God how you feel.
说。我不好
，You can tell God I don't feel good.
就承认嘛
，Just admit to God.
主啊，我很苦啊。
Oh God, I'm suffering.
那个麦克风摆成这样
，Because the microphone is placed wrongly.
耿耿于怀，因为很计较。
Because you're so obsessed with whoever it is.
真的有这样的人
，Place the microphone so high.
他弄到这个，我的声音都变直了。
Well, this microphone is not good. It doesn't carry my voice quality well.
主啊，我今天整个啊，我分享的心情很糟糕哦。
Oh God, I gave this, you know, sharing session, and then the whole session wasn't good.
你说怎么办
？What should I do？
他这样就可以跟你通嘛？你们起码站在一起讲话，好不好
？Well, if you were to tell God the steps as to what's troubling you, maybe God can help you.
他就说原谅他吧。
And God would say, "Well, just forgive the person."
我想啊
，Of course I want to, but it's so hard.
多难
？How hard？
啊，就很难啊。
Just very hard.
那起码你们两个有在讲话，这样 OK 吗
？Well, at least you're talking with God.
这个就是进步啊。
So there's some improvement.
那思考脑进来就不是哦，思考脑。
But when the rational mind comes in,
哦，主啊，你无所不知，无所不晓，无所不在，无所不看。
Oh God, you're omnipotent, omniscient, omni, all the omnis.
Omnis, 这神，你懂的，你懂，你懂我的苦，但我要坚强。
God, you know, of course you know, so I'm going to be strong.
我虽软弱
although I'm weak,
但我心灵愿意。
But I'm willing.
你把这些搬上去讲啊。
And you start to quote all kinds of Bible verses.
他就会说，啊，就我安排的。
And God is going to tell you why I arranged for it.
你现在是想怎样？
What do you want me to do?
Oh, 我只是想知道那个人是谁放麦克风。
I just want to know who placed the microphone wrong.
你用这个去扩大你的生活，你怎么祷告
？Imagine if your whole life is like this. How are you going to really have a good prayer with God?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要这样子。啊，有时你讲什么安尼啦？
So sometimes you have no idea what you're trying to say.
就是说我讲什么乱讲，每次都乱讲，就打到淤青。
And then you start to slap yourself. What have I done? What did I say?
这个是形容哈，不要回家自己打，太可怕了。
I'm just using this as a metaphor.
就是呀，回去呀呀，对不起。
Just go practice.
啊，回去练习，就是跟像学保罗，就是哇，原来我要控制我自己这么不容易。
So we have the takeaway is we have to have self-control. It's hard.
主耶稣，我想要改变。
But you can tell the Lord that you want to change.
我们学一点点，只是一点点的，一点点社会上的知识，它帮我们打开了一个眼睛，打开一个眼睛，看到说，哦，原来这个跟救恩会有直接的关系。
So sometimes some things that we learn out in the world helps us to open up our perspective, and we would see correlation or relevance with the Bible, and we understand that this has something to do with our salvation.
对，因为他说恐怕你做很多圣工以后，自己反而被弃绝了。
Because it is possible that after we have preached to others, we ourselves could become disqualified.
所以我们先想到这件事情，就是说，哦，耶稣，我要谢谢你。
So first we should say, well, Lord Jesus, I want to thank you.
那我从现在开始知道，现在回家练习哦，每次你说话的时候，你问自己，现在是情绪脑还是思考脑出来讲的？
So every time when you want to say something, you ask yourself, is it my emotional brain or my rational brain that's motivating me to do or say this?
你的情绪脑大部分只跟那三种人讲。
And of course, you know, we show our emotional brain only to those three groups of people.
那剩下的人，你都是大部分用思考脑在跟他们讲话呀。
Most of the time, it's the rational mind that is motivating us when we talk to other people.
那现在耶稣来了哦。
So now imagine Jesus is here.
他就说，他把生命给我们。
He's given us his life.
要拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
给我们恩典。
He's giving us his blessings, his grace.
你要跟他对话。
So you should have a communication with him.
你想，你用什么脑在跟他讲话？
Which part of your brain do you want to use when you communicate with God?
你如果当他是自己的爸爸，阿爸父。
If you think of God truly as your father, your Abba Father.
趁年轻的时候，让你的情绪多一点出来，跟神讲清楚。
So while you're still young, you can share with God how you really feel.
对。你多苦他都知道。
He knows all your sorrows.
那他会帮助我们。
And he will help.
这要鼓励我们很多在我们有时候在访问的时候，有一些弟兄姐妹真的是忧伤的心灵，我们 touch 不到他们的。
So sometimes when we go visitation, we thought we can try to help others, but actually a lot of things, the feelings are very deep, and there's no way we can touch.
他们很苦。
Some members are truly suffering.
因为他看到你，他用思考脑在跟你讲话。
But when they talk to you, they are using the rational brain to communicate with you.
你什么都做不到。
So there's nothing really you can do to help them.
可是里面很辛苦。
But deep inside, they are actually suffering.
那怎么样去 touch 他们呢？
How do you touch them?
只有我们自己练习过后。
Only when you yourselves have practiced.
我们才有可能讲到真的是他心里练习的感觉。
And because you've experienced it for yourself, you're able to share whatever the person can relate to.
我们做的不好不完美没关系。
It is okay if we don't do our best.
主耶稣看到我们很想学习改变的心。
And we know that our Lord has seen how we want to improve ourselves.
你知道我们说的话会 touch 到别人的心吗？
And when you share, whatever you share, your words can touch the person.
那是因为你真的在练习。
And that's only after you've practiced.
那就是主耶稣说拜神要用诚实去拜他。
Which is why our Lord says that we have to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
那一真实，神就帮助我们了。
When you are true to your heart, then God would help you.
我们在新的一年快开始的时候，告诉自己，我很想练习改变。
So at the dawn of this new year, let us tell ourselves we want to change.
主耶稣祝福我们大家。
May our Lord Jesus bless us.
来唱诗赞美神。